We want to be real about this thing. Your great thing with God is that you're not under condemnation for this. You're in a context of growth. Now, you know how it is when you have people breathing over your shoulder, breathing down your neck, with the people that keep pushing on you to improve, you know. You've been in those situations where somebody's always pushing on you to improve, whether you're talking about school or that teacher is just waiting for you to make that first mistake to correct you, you know, like that, and they're pushing on you like that, or at home, or on the job, or wherever you are. If people keep breathing down your neck to get better, to improve, it's tough. You don't improve. You need breathing room. You need elbow room to improve. You need people to let you come along in your own way. There's a lot of phoniness among Christians where there is a lot of pressure to improve because of the concept that if you really had a deep enough dip, you'd go right to the top of perfection, you see. And a lot of times we think the only reason I'm not perfect is because I haven't really given myself to the Lord yet. Well, that'll keep you in frustration all the time. The Lord expects you to grow like any human being. You grow spiritually as you grow physically, and it just takes time. But meanwhile, while you're growing, God is not breathing down your neck and pressuring you to get busy, see? You've got to set your pace. Grow at your own pace. That way it's more stable. When you do make an advance a little bit, it's going to be solid. It's going to stay that way. You're not going to make a quick leap forward and then fall back. You're going to come along steady, slow. And meanwhile, Christ is with you every minute. And he's with you probably more deeply when you are having difficulties with yourself. If Christ is way out here saying to you, now as soon as you get good enough, come and talk to me. But that's nothing. If Christ is the prize for overcoming all your faults, you're in real trouble. You need him to help you overcome the faults. I mean, it's like mother going off across the living room and saying to the baby, now as soon as you learn how to walk, come on over and I'll take care of you. No, mother's got to help the baby walk. And Christ is there to help you and me walk. So he's with you all the time from the moment you take him into your heart. He's with you. You may get crossways with him. You get out of sorts with the Lord. You get a little mad at him sometimes because he doesn't do things the way you think he ought to. You get a little out of sorts with him, and you may pout about it. But he's there. You're sitting over in your chair pouting, and he's still there looking after you. Say, well, just stay steady there and don't get excited about it. Just hold on. The Lord is with you.